This is 91.3 WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. It was a long weekend for international education coordinators at Dayton area universities. Since President Trump's executive order temporarily barring citizens from seven predominantly Muslim countries from entering the U.S., some are scrambling to find out the next steps for their affected students. WYSO's April Leslie reports.
Michelle Streeter-Ferrari, the director of the Center for International Education at Wright State University, says there's been a lot of confusion surrounding the executive order.
I mean, at this point, it's just there's a lot of unpredictability, so we're just taking it a day at a time, yeah.
Streeter-Ferrari says staff at the center have been meeting around the clock.
To go through the documents, to go through the list of students, to think about all the questions we haven't asked ourselves, and thinking about next steps.
53 international students at Wright State are affected by the order. Streeter-Ferrari says the majority of them did not have plans to travel out of the country, and they're advising those who did to reconsider. At the University of Dayton, 45 students, faculty, and staff were affected. Amy Anderson, the executive director of the Center for International Programs at UD, says none of them are traveling abroad or have plans to travel within the next few months. She says now their focus is on reassuring affected students that the University of Dayton is an inclusive environment.
And we hear from students all the time that they feel welcome on campus and that they know that there's a difference between the national rhetoric and what's happening on campus. But nonetheless, it's difficult for many people to see this kind of climate in the national landscape.
Officials at both UD and Wright State say they're holding meetings for affected students to express their concerns to university administrators. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.